For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Fumuliner. A proposed tax cut is once again moving forward in the Missouri Senate after it was rewritten yet again. The bill had stalled after its sponsor, Republican Will Krause of Lee's Summit, changed it to conform to conditions that Democratic Governor Jay Nixon said were necessary for him to sign it. Those conditions included reforming the state system of tax credits and fully funding K-12 schools before any tax cut could take effect. The latest rewrite took out the tax credit language and would delay the tax cut to 2017. Krause says it still honors the spirit of his compromise with Governor Nixon.
We're working with the governor, but I also have to work with the legislature and a number of other senators. There's some things that they wanted, and I'm trying to work everybody towards the middle and get something done.
Meanwhile, Nixon released a statement in which he said that discussing tax cuts is, quote, a non-starter unless Missouri lawmakers pass legislation to reform tax credits. The bill received first-round approval in the Senate on Wednesday and could be sent to the House next week. A Missouri House Democrat has introduced legislation that would repeal the state's ban on gay marriage. Mike Colonna, a House member from St. Louis who is gay, filed a proposed constitutional amendment this week that would go before voters in November. Missouri in 2004 became the first state to enact a constitutional amendment prohibiting same-sex marriage, passing with 70% of the vote. With only 7 weeks left in the legislative session, Colonna's proposal is unlikely to gain traction, and Missouri Republicans remain opposed to overturning the state's ban. It's now up to the Missouri Senate to consider the 13 bills passed yesterday by the House that contain Missouri's state budget for next year. Marshall Griffin tells us that as the budget bills moved along in the House, heated debate broke out between Democrats and Republicans over the lack of an agreed-upon revenue estimate.
Democrats argued that there would be more money for next year's budget if Medicaid were expanded. They also accused the GOP of being too stingy with their revenue estimate and that the one issued by Governor Nixon's office is more accurate. Republican Jay Barnes of Jefferson City disagreed.
The governor brought us a budget based on pixie dust predictions and long-shot legislation. And it's our duty as the House to pass a budget that is actually balanced.
Democrats and GOP members also argued over whether the Ozark National Scenic Riverways should become a state park or remain part of the National Park Service. The state budget now goes to the Missouri Senate. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Officials are assessing damage from heavy storms that hit northern Missouri, damaging homes and utility poles. No injuries have been reported from the storms that hit yesterday afternoon. The Daviess County Sheriff's Office says emergency dispatchers began receiving reports of funnel clouds and tornadoes about 3 p.m. yesterday, with the storm extending from the Daviess County line with the Cobb County to the Jamison area. The Sheriff's Office received reports of damage to several electric poles, a few residences, as well as barns and outbuildings. In Grundy County, the National Weather Service said a tornado was reported on the ground for 6 miles north of Trenton. Grundy County Sheriff Rodney Herring says crews from the Weather Service are headed to the area to assess the damage. For KBIA News, I'm Ryan Fumuliner.